SAFM Market Update with Moneyweb. Understanding the markets has never been easier.
And it's 5 minutes past six. Good evening. Welcome to the SAFM Market Update with Moneyweb. My name is Sikim Gabadeli. Today we're focusing on stock fails and the value that they can add to your life. Old Mutual has done some research in this area. They found that the stock fail industry is estimated to be worth around 44 billion rand, with over 11.4 million people belonging to just over 811,000 stock fails across the country. So if you're a member of a stock fail, or you're thinking of starting one and trying to figure out how to make money out of it, if you want to grow the investments that you're already making every month, then give us a call on 011-731-8500. That's 011-731-8500. Tweet us at MoneyWeb Radio or at Sikim Gabadeli. You can also SMS the word market to 34701 with your question, and we'll get them answers. Get you answers today. Wayne McCurry is with Ashburton Investments, joins us to unpack the markets for the past week. But first, Dumisang has your business news headlines.
Good evening. The National Treasury says tax increases over the next 2 years will be necessary to help pursue its fiscal consolidation objectives. 28 billion rand in 2017 and 15 billion rand in 2018 is expected to be collected. That's as announced by Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan in his medium-term budget policy statement this week. Dis-Chem aims to raise up to 5 billion rand with a stock market listing. The pharmaceutical retailer is expected to start trading on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange by the 18th of next month. Portfolio manager at BP Bernstein, Makwe Masilela, shares his views on the company's progress.
Dis-Chem was mainly in what we call the crossings. Okay. Now lately, Dis-Chem, you find it in the retail malls as well. I mean, with over 100 stores, the revenues generated by Dis-Chem is almost 15 billion.
And finally, it's reported that Barclays' breakup with its South African subsidiary is estimated to cost up to £1 billion. The UK bank is still in negotiations with Absa about the details of the split. Barclays has indicated that the process would be complex, time-consuming, and an administrative burden. More on these and other business news on moneyweb.co.za.